been flipped. The ceiling fan is on.
Finally, good news for motorists on the M1 North heading up towards Nottingham. Traffic jams have been cleared off on
After the news at the top of the hour,
and now for sports.
I am so sick of the news.
And now for the news
and construction delays.
This is a special Ceiling Fan Super Duper Explosion Election News Update with John Watzenberger.
Good evening, I'm John Watzenberger. Odyssey residents showed up at the polls this past week in what we assume to be record numbers. Our chief election correspondent Tom Artichoke is on the scene to overdramatize the situation. Tom, can you tell us how to think?
Absolutely, John. We're standing here at one of the poll stations where it would appear that people are peaceably waiting to vote. But John, as we all know, looks can be deceiving. So let's take a closer look and see if we can fabricate some news for our listeners right after this.
K-Map Studio. Hey, 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 your podcast sounds like terrible. That's right, we said it. But it doesn't have to sound like terrible. As long as you have money, we will make your podcast sound as awesome as this awesome commercial. Don't believe us? Then you probably went to public school and don't have any money anyway. So if you aren't dumb and you have money and you don't believe in evolution and you do believe this commercial sounds like awesome and you believe your podcast sounds like terrible, then check out K-Map Studios and give us money and we will give you a great podcast. K-Map Studios.
All right, we're back. I'm standing here in line with
Tom, what was that?
I'm sorry, John. What was that you said?
That commercial. What was that?
Oh, yes. Well, this is truly a historical election, John. Thanks to the efforts of not only all the major news networks, but also people who have absolutely no authority on the matter, such as celebrities, who have worked to increase politically charged movies, TV shows, books, and other media outlets, we've been able to see the hype like never before. The amount of people at the polls today is truly incredible. We haven't seen a turnout like this in almost 4 years. More about that right after this.
Remember the good old days when the family would gather around the radio and listen to good, clean family theatrical entertainment? No, nobody does. Why? Because that was like 100 years ago, and those shows weren't any good. That's why Tadpole Radio is dedicated to bringing you quality audio entertainment for the 21st century, because nobody remembers those old-timey shows anyway.
And we are back.
Tom, I must ask, why do you keep going to commercial during your news report?
Yes, John. You see, with the historically long build-up and excessive, almost wasteful use of campaign money on both sides, it seems politics has become the latest American craze, and people are cashing in. The ratings for today's broadcast are predicted to be the highest ever. Due to that, John, we have been able to charge an outrageous amount for advertising, almost twice as much as a Super Bowl slot. We are raking in the cash here at the Ceiling Fan. Hello, Christmas bonus. It's safe to say that, despite how the election goes, the pre-election hype is guaranteed to pull this economy out of recession. We are certainly making history today, and we, the media, would like to extend our gratitude to the people of America for making this election the most talked about and most advocated election in history. America, you did this. So, thanks a lot.
So, Tom, with all this hype, I assume the percentage of voter turnout is higher than usual.
Well, no, John. The voter turnout is about the same as usual for an election. Apparently, the American people are better at complaining about their government than they are at taking action in the one way that could actually make a difference. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Tom. Well, I'm John Watzenberger, and this has been a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update.
Hey everybody, Ethan Daniels here. Welcome to a very special election edition of The Ceiling Fan. I can't believe I'm talking about politics on an Odyssey podcast. But, as you all know, our great nation just elected a new president. It is very important for each and every citizen to vote to make sure we elect wise officials. So, I went down and tried to vote on election day, and I waited in line for 4 hours, and I got to the front, and they told me I wasn't old enough. Apparently, 14-year-olds aren't mature enough to vote, which I was pretty offended by that. So, to get back at them, I'm gonna hold my own election. That's right. I, Ethan Daniels, am announcing my candidacy for #1 Odyssey fan. Head over to theceilingfan.blogspot.com to cast your vote. So, we had the elections this past week. You can go on the Ceiling Fan blogspot and vote. And if that's not enough voting for you, you can also head over to the official Adventures in Odyssey website. They're giving away a new episode on their podcast, and you get to vote. So head over there, check that out, get that information, and listen to their podcast because it's really good. I enjoy it. Moving on. Right now, I'm waiting for my brand new co-host, Phil Jinkus. He's the coolest guy ever. He's 25, but he doesn't act old. He plays video games and knows all the coolest comic books. And he almost knows as much about Odyssey as I do. He also gets all the free pop and nacho chips he wants at his job at the corner store. Oh, there he is.
Hey, Ethan, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, Phil. It's good to have you on the show.
Thanks, bud. What's the topic of today's show?
Voting.
A most excellent topic indeed.
Well, before we get into that, let me introduce you to the fans. As I said before, Phil Jinkus is the coolest grown-up ever. He plays World of Battle Arts.
Almost 8 hours per day.
He has the coolest collection of Captain Absolutely comic books.
Every issue, mint condish.
And he gets free junk food from his job at the corner store.
Chicks dig a guy with acne and free pop.
And don't tell anyone, but he told me he used to be a secret agent.
Shh, that's a secret.
Well, let's get started on today's topic, voting. As I said before, it's very important for every citizen to vote, unless you're discriminated against because of your age, like me. Phil, did you vote in the recent election?
Why, yes, I did.
Who did you vote for?
I can't tell you that, Ethan. It's supposed to be a secret.
Aw, man. Well, what did you have to do to vote?
Once you're old enough, go to your county voter registration office and register. On the election day, go to your precinct's polling place and cast your ballot.
Okay.
It's that simple to vote. But as one of my heroes says, with great power comes great responsibility. You have the power to make a difference by participating in your government, but you have to be responsible and research which candidates you intend to vote for.
Wow. You are so smart, Phil.
I did go to college. I didn't graduate, but I went.
Ah. Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have today. I look forward to having you on the show in the future, Phil.
I look forward to it as well. We will rule the galaxy as father and son. Yeah, sorry, that was awkward. I gotta go to work. Tell your mom I said hi.
What? Okay. Bye, Phil! Well, that's all for this episode of The Ceiling Fan. And don't forget to vote for the #1 Odyssey fan at theceilingfan.blogspot.com. Until next time, I'm Ethan Daniels. The Ceiling Fan Podcast is a presentation of Tadpole Radio. Today's episode was written and directed by Mark Jones and Kevin McCreary and produced by KMAP Studios. For more information, check us out at tadpoleradio.com. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to say hello, feel free to email us at thetadpole@tadpoleradio.com.